The Catholic Church is advocating the inclusion of the right to health in Chapter 5 of the proposed new constitution so that it is justiciable, that is, enforceable in a court of law. In its right to health campaign launched in Accra, the church says including the right to health in the constitution underscores the state's commitment to ensuring human dignity. Rebecca Ekpe has more.
When a human right is included in the Constitution as a directive principle of state policy, this form of redress is not directly available and the right is said not to be justiciable. The government's white paper argues that it is sufficient to include the right to health as a directive principle of state policy. The Catholic Church's stand is that there is significant difference in including a clause in the Bill of Rights and including it as a directive principle of state policy. In what is dubbed the Right to Health campaign, the National Catholic Secretariat and its Department for Human Development is leading the campaign. Zan Akologo is Executive Secretary.
And all of this will be getting to Parliament. So in fact, we have even started not just in good time, but you would say anticipatory action. So before it gets to Parliament, we are re-echoing the voices of citizens, what they said to the Constitution Review Commission.
The Vice President of the Ghana Catholic Bishops Conference, Most Reverend Anthony Adaunti, launched the Right to Health campaign.
Christ came to give us life, but not just life, but life in abundance. And every effort that we make to make the life of man on this earth abundant as it should be in the right direction.
The Catholic Church plays a key role in Ghana's health sector. It is on record that the National Health Insurance Scheme was first implemented by the Catholic Church on a pilot basis before it was mainstreamed. The campaign to include the right to health in Chapter 5 of the Constitution so that it is justiciable, that is, enforceable in a court of law, is described as yet another step in contributing to universal health care delivery in Ghana.
Rebecca Ekpe reporting.